Hi, I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst. Welcome back to Healing Quest. If you're just joining us, our focus is on natural approaches to optimum health and the latest in mind-body medicine.
Today is the new month, and you know what that means. It's time to hear from our resident astrologer, Michelle Bernhardt. Now, Michelle is a gifted astrologer. She's a healer, a spiritual teacher, and the author of Color Astrology, What Your Birthday Color Says About You. So welcome, Michelle.
Hi, Judy. Hi, Roy.
Hi, Michelle.
Well, it's June already. My gosh, it seems like we just had our May forecast. It seems like this year has just raced by. And I wonder, does that have anything to do with what's going on in the planets, or is that just my life?
Yeah. That's just you? Yeah. Is it like an age thing? You know, I feel it, too. It's like, you know how everything went so slowly when we were kids? A week was so long, you know? Now, you know, if you went out with somebody, 2 weeks was like forever. Now everything is moving very quickly. So, no, but I also think that it is a time where everything is speeding up. I mean, we see that in June, the highlight for the month of June is communication. Mercury is the ruling planet. And if you look at communication, just how much that has speeded up. There used to be that if you called somebody, right, and you didn't reach them, there was no voicemail. You mailed a letter, you know, you had to wait till they, you know, wrote you back. Now everything is so speedy.
That's for sure. Well, technology, and it's just going to get faster.
Yeah, and this is really a month where we can feel a lot of nervous energy. We're very stimulated, especially intellectually, a lot of communication. So a positive thing to do this month is really to watch our words. But it's a very powerful time to say, well, because every time we say something, we are actually sending out an affirmation, especially if you use the words, I am. So we want to really watch what we're saying we are.
So for our listeners who might not be familiar with an affirmation, what exactly do you mean by that?
An affirmation is when we say something like, here's a good one, you know, I am perfect.
I am imperfect?
Right. So we want to watch, a lot of times people say, oh, I'm stressed, or I'm not, you know, they say things that they don't want to be. So when we
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Even the control of it, as soon as we catch ourselves, if we decide not to say it, we are really starting to really become more conscious and then create the life we want. So an affirmation is something that we do in present time. So you don't say, I am going to be. You say, I am. The two words, I am, are particularly powerful.
That's great. Well, I've used affirmations for years, so I totally believe in affirming what you want in your life. What else is in store for us this June? Today's June 4th, so what's going on right now?
The full moon will be on June 9th, and it'll be in the sign of Sagittarius. And so what I would say is we're going to have a lot of information about foreign affairs. One of the things Sagittarius rules is nature, that's number one, but also long-distance travel. So we're thinking about our relationships with the world during this particular full moon. Also, Sagittarius is very much about truth. So here we have a lot about speaking the truth, you know, and here I think
Uncovering the truth, maybe?
Or uncovering the truth. Also trying to hearing the best. Do you know how we can choose to hear something and it can make us go to the worst of places? Or we can give somebody the benefit of the doubt and hear it with more loving ears, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
You know, that's a good practice.
That is a good practice. All of June is in Sagittarius. Aren't the first part of June, aren't we still dealing with Mars?
No. Most of June until we move into the sign of Cancer, and then we'll be dealing with the moon there. But right now it's Mercury. Each sign rules a different part of the body. But one of the things it rules are the lungs. And so it's very important to breathe. And a lot of us, there's a tendency for people, especially when they're busy, to breathe in, but really not take a full exhale. So this is a month to practice the exhale. And also the you know, let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. That's a good theme. We all hold on to too many things, you know, that don't necessarily serve us. It's good to always kind of fluff some of that off.
Totally. Geminis can do a lot of things at one time. And so we have a tendency during this month to, where we can do too much. We may scatter our energy. But there's a very powerful thing that's happening. We're going to have the summer solstice on the 21st. And that's very significant because that's the longest day of the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
What it's about light. We have the most light. Mm-hmm. From a spiritual point of view, it's like we have access to seeing the best in ourselves, really tuning into really beautiful consciousness.
Hmm.
So take advantage of that light to have that positive relationship with ourselves.
It always comes back to ourselves. If we work on ourselves and we try to be the best that we can be, that just helps everything.
This podcast is brought to you by Healing Quest Natural.
Clinical-grade superfood, digestive health, and immune support drinks.
More information is available at healingquestnatural.com.
And now back to Healing Quest.
We're just about out of time, so is there any one final thought that you would like to leave our listeners with about the month of June?
Our words are so powerful, and once we say them, they keep resounding. We keep hearing them. So really being conscious of what we say and having good intention when we speak.
That's right there. If people can just do that, they'll be way ahead of the game.
It'll be a good month.
It'll be a good month. Well, Michelle, thank you so much, and we look forward to talking to you in July, and that'll probably be here before we know it again. But enjoy your beautiful day in New York, and it's sunny out here in California, too.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon. So Michelle always has great insights for us, and so this is a month to really watch our communication, to pay attention to what you say.
What I wrote down was watch our words.
Watch our words. I like that. So words are so powerful, and you know, we use words sometimes just so offhanded, and you know, we really don't even realize what we're saying.
Right. So. We put those messages out in the universe, and they keep on going. So let's put good ones out.
Okay. Well, you know, what she talked about a little bit was this is the month of Gemini, and I do believe our president is a Gemini. So what might be fun is to have Michelle come back next week and maybe talk a little bit about President Trump as the Gemini, and who else? Some of the other famous Gemini people are. That I think our listeners might enjoy hearing that.
I'm sure we have many other famous Geminis in our history, so it'd be good to kind of get that perspective on them and who they are.
Right, and Michelle always has a great take. You know, she's been in so many magazines. She's written about cities and what their astrological sign is, and many famous people, so she'll be able to give us some good insight, maybe some juicy insight there, huh? All right.
Well, we need to talk about one other famous person on the show today.
We got some sad news this week, all of us, about our dear friend, Olivia Newton-John, who's had a recurrence of her cancer. Her breast cancer has metastasized. But I just want to say that she is getting support and love from all over the planet. In my conversation with her, she let me know that she's doing great and that she has a plan and she feels good and she's going to come through this. So everybody out there that's thinking about dear Olivia and wishing her well, we just want you to know that she's in great spirits. She's in a great spot. And she's dealing with this like she always has. She's such a model for all of us that when bad things happen to us, you know, it's so much about our attitude and how we deal with it. And she has been a model for me for years in really walking through something with so much grace and so much ease. So, Olivia, we love you. And we just wanted our audience to know that you're doing great.
And we're looking forward to celebrating a really happy, healthy outcome soon.
Very soon. We'd love to hear from you, so if you would like to write us at info@healingquestradio.com or call our listener line at 877-544-4827, we really want to know what you want to hear us talk about. You know, this show is for you. You know, we're the messengers here, and we are bringing you information about healthy ways to keep you and your family healthy. But you may have specific questions, and we want to answer them. So give us a call
or
send us an email.
We're looking forward to hearing from you because I know you're going to choose your words carefully.
That's right.
As Michelle suggested.
As Michelle said.
Anyhow, don't forget, you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. So thanks so much for joining us today.
Have a great week. I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
This podcast has been brought to you by Healing Quest Natural, clinical-grade superfood, digestive health, and immune support supplements. More information is available at healingquestnatural.com.